Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we have Susie Coggin, psychic medium. She's going to talk about past lives, which I think we all have some type of story about. Susie, first of all, can you hear me? Yes, not. Let's see. We had problems last week. Well, and hopefully. Not going to happen again. We have several callers. Well, puts guest on the air. Hold on, Susie.
Hello?
Oh, good. Hi, Susie. How are you?
Oh, you can hear me? Okay, good.
Perfect.
Good.
How would you like to just give the introduction of past lives, some type of insight before we take callers?
Okay. Actually, I was raised Roman Catholic, so I really, really. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you.
And I really struggled with past life, even thinking about it. It was just, it was something I was never taught or I was never exposed to until, until I actually started doing hypnotherapy. I started learning how to be a hypnotherapist, and the one class was about past lives. But when I actually started working with past lives and I saw the healing work it does and how it changed my life immensely, I completely became a true believer in past lives. And actually the University of Virginia has done a study, and they worked with trying to figure out what goes on with past lives, and they said past lives is a science. It is no longer a theory or a belief. They have proven without a shadow of a doubt that we have gone through different lifetimes. That's very interesting to me.
And you also do hypnotherapy on the phone, correct?
Yeah, I do hypnotherapy on the phone. I do prefer to do it with Skype, but I have done it over the phone too.
Okay. Well, we have several callers, so maybe we'll take a few. And then we could continue maybe with past life. So, I find it interesting how it influences us on the conscious plane. We don't know what's going on the subconscious plane.
It's amazing because I always go to the worst case scenario with everything. And if I get sick, of course it's the worst possible disease. And then when I go to the doctors, he's like, "Well, you have a cold." But I feel like sometimes past life is the same way. Your conscious mind has a fear around something or a belief around something, but you don't know where it comes from. Your subconscious mind absolutely understands that it came from a lifetime where you had issues around this, or say you drowned and there's a big flood and your whole family died from it, and now you're in this lifetime and you're terrified of water. But you don't know exactly why. So your conscious mind is trying to figure it out, and it makes it worse and worse and worse. So you just, it's overwhelming, where the point to you won't even go into a swimming pool. So when you go into past lives, you see that it happened, and now your conscious mind understands why you have a fear around that subject, and it usually, at least from what I've seen, it usually makes the fear non-existent. Yeah, of course, you might still kind of very careful around water, but it's not to the point where you won't go on a boat or you won't go swimming, maybe start swimming lessons and know how to be safe. But it doesn't keep you from doing the things that you have a fear around. Because once your conscious mind and your subconscious mind understand where it comes from, it usually frees you from that fear. That's been my experience when I've worked with it, with myself and others.
Very interesting. No, it's great. It can discover many fears or anxieties or anything and everything, I would think.
I think I talked about it before, but it's interesting enough to bring up again. I had this client where she had never been in a relationship, and she was in her late 30s. Never been in a long-term, solid, committed relationship. I don't think she ever was even engaged. I think she said the longest relationship was about 6 months, maybe even less. And we went into a past life where her parents her parents owned property, and this gentleman that she ended up marrying had property, and the family thought, we'll make our kids marry, and then we can pull all this land together. And she ended up having to marry this guy, and she hated him. He was abusive to her. She didn't, and every time she tried to get out of it, her parents wouldn't let her out of it. They're like, this is a contract. And she ended up killing herself to get out of it. That was the only way she could see to get rid of this relationship. So she comes into this lifetime, and she has horrible fears around relationships. And so when she had that realization, a lot of that fear went away, because now she knows exactly why she feels the way she feels. And she came out and she goes, you know what? I never understood. She said, my parents have always been married. My parents are still married. They are happily married, and I always wanted to have a relationship like my parents, but I could never stay in a relationship. And just it just made so much sense to her. So I think it did a lot of healing, and it cleared. To me, I feel like past life regression is one of the most powerful healing tools I've ever worked with.
That's beautiful. You come whole. The past and present, No, that's beautiful. We have a lot of call and help. I'm going to take the first caller has been holding for 25 minutes. I'll take that person. Let's see what we can do.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Susie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Well, I'll go right into my question. Won't take up too much time. Susie, there's I don't know if this is a past life situation or not, but there's a gentleman that crosses my path every once in a while, and not too long ago I had a dream where he had a conversation with my mother, who's passed on, and they hugged each other. And I don't know what the dream was trying to tell me, but I thought that was very important, because sometimes I do have past life dreams, and I wanted to find out if that's significant.
Okay. I feel like in some way it is. I have a question. This gentleman, did you feel like an instant connection to him when you met him?
When he crossed my path going walking, I immediately had a vision of being on the East Coast. I don't live on the East Coast. I live in the Southwest. I had something came over me, like a remembrance of some type, as I looked at him, on passing him.
I would truly believe, that you definitely had some type of past life with them. I think sometimes in relationships people get confused, and I see this all the time in my practice. They're like, well, when I met him, we felt connected, and It's because you knew each other in another lifetime. You could have, you know, he could have been the butcher in your neighborhood or the baker, and you had a relationship with him, but you felt comfortable. So you meet him again in this lifetime, and you feel like he's your soulmate, and that's not true. But I feel like with this gentleman, I wonder if he was related to you in another time. I feel like maybe you and him and your mom all were in a different lifetime together. So I'm asking my spirit guides and my angels, because I am psychic, but I definitely hear yes, that you guys were all connected in some way. I feel like you were related in another time, in another place.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, because she was hugging my mom.
That's great. Thanks for calling us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next call from 727 area code.
Susie, thanks so much for taking my call.
This is
Kate.
Hi.
And I'm wondering if you pick up anything on a lifetime I may have had in the 1800s as an orphan child.
Okay. How do you see this lifetime when you see it? Does it come into your dreams, or it's just a memory that you have?
Don't have a memory of it, and haven't dreamed of it. I had a reading recently, and my question was, is there anything in my subconscious limiting my manifestations? And the response was two things. Being orphaned in the 1800s and having a sense of being abandoned or being invisible, lost. And then secondly, to continue to be in great faith and trust.
Okay. I do get that, but I also feel, are you struggling financially with trying to build things, like trying to make things happen financially? Okay, I do connect to the orphan lifetime, but I also feel that I feel like it's in Europe. It feels like in another lifetime, in a past life, you actually, I think you made a vow of poverty. Like you were, I don't know if you were a monk or it was a religious organization, but I definitely feel between these two lifetimes that you definitely made a vow of, you know, what money's not important, or if I can't be spiritual if I have a lot of money. And I feel like it's as easy as saying, sitting down, and sometimes you either meditate and go to those lifetimes and say, this is how I want this lifetime to be, or definitely sit down and say, you know, whatever vow I made about finances in another lifetime, this is not what I want in this lifetime for myself. So what I would suggest is you either meditate around it or maybe write around it, like do some journaling and kind of just reconstruct those lives. Because I like meditation, doing some guided meditation into those lifetimes, so you can sit down with who you were in that lifetime and say, you know what, and you kind of have a conversation and you reconstruct that life so it's more positive for you. But you also go to those lifetimes to figure out what lessons that you need to learn from them and bring them into this lifetime too, because every life has positives and negatives. So when you go back to those lives, you pull out the positives and then you correct the negatives. So it's a long process, but I definitely feel those two lifetimes have held you back. So I feel like if you do some meditation around it, you can clear that for yourself. It's not something that you can't adjust or fix. Absolutely not.
Okay, well, that's great. Thanks for calling me. Thank you very much.
That feels very close and near. Do you have any sense of that?
Pardon me, say that one more time.
I said the resolution to this in this lifetime feels very close and near.
Oh, I absolutely feel that. I feel like it's going to take you, and I feel like, I don't know if it's meditation or journaling, but I feel like about if you take it serious and you do it very periodically in the next 6 months or so, not 6 months, 6 weeks, I feel like probably in the next 2 months things will start to ease up. I feel like August you're in a place where you're feeling like, oh, you might not be 100% out, but you see the light at the end of the tunnel. I feel like this time next year, you're going to be in a much better place. Your people are just, and I see a rainbow. When I see the rainbow, it means that they're not going to do this to you again. I feel like once you resolve it through meditation or journaling, if you work really hard on it, I feel like you'll resolve it and let it go. And I feel like definitely a year from now, you're going to be in a completely different world, and you're going to let, it's not going to revisit you. You're going to finally let it go for good.
Feels very, very nice. Confirming, Susie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. We have a few more callers, but some of us, you know, don't fully understand. We're not in touch sometimes, Susie, why we're the subconscious mind, you know, takes over. You know,
Yeah. Well, your conscious mind, in my view, this is my view, your conscious mind, I always call it like a goalie, or it's something that's going to only protect you and keep you safe. The conscious mind does not like new ideas. The conscious mind wants us to be safe. And that's why a lot of habits and patterns are created. Once you get into the pattern, your conscious mind will keep it going. But it's only like 10% of your mind, your conscious mind. All the behaviors, all of the patterns in our life are in our subconscious mind, which is 90% of it. So what happens is, and they don't really talk to each other all that much. It's kind of like once the conscious mind learns the pattern, it very rarely goes out of it, unless you get some serious like therapy and you do a lot of journaling or you do meditation, really to pull those, you know, those energies from it and change it. But to me, the fastest and quickest way is hypnotherapy, because what you do in hypnotherapy is you shut down that conscious mind and now open yourself up to that subconscious mind where all your decisions are made, all your patterns are made, starting from the day you're born. It's all in there. So, and to me, what happens is your subconscious mind is aware of all these past lives. It knows every single past life you've ever been in. So it creates patterns and habits around that. And your conscious mind just goes along with the program and doesn't question it. You know, in another lifetime, because I was married, I had to kill myself. I will never be in a relationship again. And her conscious mind just went along with the program. So that's why, and meditation, when you meditate, you're bringing yourself to your subconscious level. Absolutely. So if you don't want to go to a professional, but I would recommend that. But if you want to learn how to do it on your own, you just have to learn a really good practice of meditation. And in meditation, you shut down your conscious mind and open up your subconscious mind.
Wow. Susie, how can people reach you with your services, Susie?
Okay. My phone number is 480-626-1077. And my website is mysticjourneyswithaz.com. In fact, I was thinking this week I would give 40% off of all the listeners if they want to do a phone reading. I have two different types of phone readings. I have a half-hour phone reading and a full-hour phone reading. And my half-hour is $55, and you'd get 40% off that. My full hour is 95, and you get 40% off that, and it's just for your listeners. So if anybody tells me, Carol sent me, I'll give you that discounted price.
Oh, that's great, Susie. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. We have somebody who's been patiently waiting at the 616 number. So let me get
Hello?
That person. Yeah, hi, how are you?
How are
Joan.
You?
Hello.
Okay.
My name's Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Susie. I have a question. It's probably a new one. I don't know what happened in a past life, but I'm older. I'm reaching 60, and for my whole life, ever since I was little, I just can't sing. I don't. I have a fear of singing in public or in church or any place. And
wow.
I don't know if something happened in a past life that was so traumatic.
Do you sing Happy Birthday? Like Happy Birthday?
I can't
really
even do
not
that.
Even
that. No,
it's
terrible.
That's very interesting. Let me just check in with your people.
Okay.
Okay. It feels to me, I don't know if it's so much of a fear. It feels to me, this is what it feels like. It feels like you were, in another lifetime, you were a child performer, and you sang, and you danced, and you entertained, but you never felt loved. You know, it was more like they used you. I don't know if you were, it feels like Europe, it feels like, you traveled, you know, on a horse and carriage or a horse and from different towns to different towns, and you never really had much of a childhood. It just feels like, and you were sold a couple different times too. Like, you know, once the person that owned you or your parents originally, because you were just such a beautiful singer. You had an awesome singing voice. People would come all over to see you, and they loved you. But your parents didn't want to travel, so they sold you. And then you went with these people that didn't even care about you. And where the fear's coming from, it just feels like if I ever start singing, they're going to find out what a great singer I am, and I'm just going to be used and abused. And I think eventually you had to run away. You just ran away and kind of, but you after that, after you finally broke away, you never sang again either. So that's really interesting. Wow.
It is. It's sad, really, but I just can't.
I would suggest singing by yourself. You know what I mean? Make sure nobody's home and then just try doing it. Because I think once you do it and realize that you're not going to, because I feel like the thought is what I hear inside your subconscious mind is, if I sing, I'll have a miserable life. Or that's what it feels like. So maybe just trying it in the shower, no one's home or whatnot, you know?
That's great. Okay. Yeah, or maybe I should meditate.
Absolutely. I would meditate and go back to the, I guess my hit on that is go back to that lifetime and then, you know, forgive your parents for doing that to you, you know? And just go into that place of, if I sing, I'll be perfectly okay, I'll be healthy, and everyone will love me. I think the thought of not being loved is very powerful in that lifetime.
It's in there. Okay, interesting. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, what's the, you have a promotion, Susie, if you wanted to mention it again.
Yeah, if you call or make an appointment, email me or even text me and say, Carol sent me, I'll give you 40% off a reading.
And your two phone numbers?
For texting, it's 716-698-1689. And if you want to call, the number is 480-626-1077.
Great. Let's see, Susie, we have another patient caller, Mary Lou. And I'm sorry, Mary Lou, we just have a couple of minutes, but I'm going to put you on with Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
I don't know if I have a quick question, but I've been working on trying to understand a past life that seems to be all about my present life. And it dates back to the 1800s, 1850 to 1916. And I was wondering if you can pick up anything on it.
Okay. Is it in America?
Yes.
Okay. Was it during the Civil War, so were you affected by the Civil War?
Not really.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see. I don't know. I just feel like something. So what was the issue that you're feeling like was in that lifetime that came through in this lifetime?
I was in a family where an uncle was wealthy, and then I ended up becoming sort of wealthy through my husband and this association. And I brought in issues this time of not wanting to be wealthy, and you know, kind of hurt your abundance thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so common that people have, you know, gone through experiences like that, and when it's. I mean, I don't think you actually made a vow, but I feel like it's kind of like a vow that I'll never go through this again, or I'll never be like my uncle, or I'll never. Was your uncle, was he abusive to you in that lifetime?
I don't think so. I mean,
okay.
I didn't get a voice in how money was created. I just spent it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Huh, very interesting. I wish I had more time.
No power.
Feel like...
I had money, but no power. How's that?
Exactly. I don't know where this. I feel like something came through with the Civil War. I just keep seeing the blue and gray uniforms. But
yeah, but during the Civil War, that would have been when she was about 12, and she was in California, so it means nothing to her.
Okay, because I almost feel like the power or something came. Maybe your uncle made money from that or something. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know. I need a little bit more time to kind of connect the dots. But it feels to me that I feel like through meditation and really going into that lifetime and figuring out a healthier way of reacting to it or feeling about it, I feel like it will help this lifetime too. So to me, it feels like... you know, whatever, because, I mean, you're creating a belief system from a 12-year-old mindset.
Oh,
so it feels like so you go back to that lifetime and talk to that 12-year-old and kind of tell her of a way of, you know, thinking about money in a different way. And I would, my best bet would, it would translate into this lifetime too. But that is, again, through meditation or hypnotherapy. I feel like that would go into that place. So is there any specific question you wanted to ask?
Well, it seems to me
there's no seconds left. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
But they can always reach you, Susie, you know?
Yeah, she can give me a call and we can talk about that more. Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm so sorry you got the prompt. Well, this is fascinating. I think a lot of people are interested in the past lives, you know.
Obviously.
You know, and through hypnotherapy, too. You know, very interesting. Now, you are available, did you say, like, for the second and the fourth Tuesday?
Yes. We'll definitely do this a couple times a month.
Okay. Okay, that's great. No, that's terrific, sir. Really nice. Beautiful. Well,
beautiful.
You know, thank you so much, Ms. Susie Coggin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. I love being on the show. I do. I enjoy it so much. So thank you.
Thanks. All right, this is Intuitive Carol and the Healers, and we're just saying good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.